Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1829. The topic is nutrition, and the title is, Which Meal is the Most Important Meal of the Day? I was talking with one of my business clients. They're a personal trainer. They have their own studio. Train a lot of people in person, some online. They're super crazy busy. So we're working together to streamline their training and nutrition and also just talk about how to develop their business and further the number of people that they can help and the money they can make. In our recent virtual consultation that we do every week, they brought up the following topic. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And I understand getting a good protein amount at the beginning of the day helps muscle preservation throughout the day. And good carbs and fats helps reduce cortisol and cravings for later in the day. But is breakfast more important than an intra-workout meal? Or the last meal of the day? Aren't those meals just as important for protein and carb-fat timing? The reason why they brought this up was one of their clients said to them that they were talking about a nutrition review for that client, and the client eats a good breakfast, but then they're kind of miscellaneous with everything else throughout the day. And the client said that they thought they were doing great since breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And the trainer was like, yeah, like, yay, glad you're doing that, but you can't just forego everything else. We still have to be consistent with everything else. So we were talking about that, and I thought that was just a fun conversation, so I wanted to share is what is the, like, why is breakfast important? Why is an intra-workout or a meal around your workout, whether it's pre, intra, or post-workout, why is that important? And then why is the last meal of the day important? I don't think a lot of people hear about that. So I wanted to touch on those, and then we'll give a wrap-up. Why is breakfast important? Well, you want to get protein in at the start of the day because it helps manage body stress and damage as you go throughout the day. So as we move around, we do things, we use up resources, we start to create stress in the body. You want to have protein around because not only does it repair and build muscle tissue, but it also does a lot of things. It regulates body temperature, helps regulate like pH levels in the blood. It grows your hair, your skin, your nails. It does a lot of other things. So protein isn't only for muscle. So if you're like, well, you know, I didn't work out yesterday, maybe I don't need as much protein. No. You need protein every day. Keep your protein consistent every day. So protein is helpful for all of those components as well as muscle preservation. Now, especially if you were training for growth and you're eating for growth and strength development, well, you're still recovering from the previous day's workouts. Like, just because you worked out and you went to bed, you didn't wake up and everything's done. You're still going to be trying to repair and build muscle tissue as you go through the rest of your day. So you have to have a protein influx at the beginning of the day to not only manage the protein needs of that day, but still to be growing and making positive adaptations from the day before, the training before. So you need protein on top of protein if your goal is strength and growth. Then for carbs and fats, the reason why that's important at breakfast is it gives you energy to start the day so you can control your caloric deficit to the appropriate amount or caloric surplus to the appropriate amount depending on which way you're eating. But you want to start the day from ahead rather than behind. If your goal is fat loss, if you don't eat in the morning, you start the day in too large of a deficit. It can increase hunger later in the day. It increases cravings later in the day. So people tend to overeat at night. So I just had a client recently say that they don't eat during the day so they can eat more food at night since they're always so hungry at night. Well, you're hungry at night because you didn't eat anything during the day. And then probably in the past, when they did eat during the day, they weren't eating enough, which is why they still felt so hungry at night. So we wanted to get correct calories coming in, correct protein percentage, and start the day earlier with being fed properly. And then they won't have that hunger. They won't have those cravings later in the day. Also, if you start the day with an appropriate amount of carbs and fats, your body doesn't feel too significantly undernourished, underfed, that it then would start to fight against fat loss. So if you start the day in too large of a deficit, the body becomes very stressed and it starts to fight against fat loss throughout the rest of the day. So don't have the body start fighting you and make everything worse than what it needs to be make it streamlined, make it efficient, make it so that way you actually feel good while you're dieting. I've all the time have clients tell me that they're surprised they get to eat this much food, or they're actually struggling to eat this much food while they're dieting because we're doing it with correct amounts and correct timing. So breakfast is important for a myriad of reasons. They're all reasons that we all want to maximize regardless of what our training goal is. Breakfast absolutely is important. You want to have the right amount of carbs and fats and the right amount of protein. Now, if you don't know what the right amount is for you, you can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Go to the free nutrition education page. The first document on the page is Create Your Own Nutrition Program. You can listen to the podcast, go through the document, figure out the right amount of calories you should have, the right amount of protein you should have, and you should know your numbers. Or hire me, and then I'll get you your numbers. We'd work together for a month or two, however long you want, and then you can take that and run with it on your own. We don't do any contracts. You just work together as long as you find it helpful. So those are options on how you can find your numbers, free and or hire me. But the second meal we look at is, why is a workout-related meal important, whether it's pre, intra, or post? Well, the protein helps with muscle repair from the workout and new muscle creation, so protein synthesis. You have to have the building blocks of protein around if you want to create new proteins, new muscle tissue. So you have to be consuming enough protein that your body can repair the damage of the muscle that's already there, let alone form any new muscle. So that's important. Then for caloric energy, like carbs and fats, you want to have carbs around your energy, around your workouts, unless you're doing very long duration, really low intensity things, such as like running a half a marathon, then maybe you can do some ketone fueling, but mostly carbs. Most listeners are going to need carbs. And you might think to yourself, if I'm trying to lose weight, why would I want to ingest carbohydrates? If I'm going to be working out to burn calories, why am I going to eat calories? Well, it depends on what and when you've eaten going into your training. So maybe you had an appropriate meal 2 hours before the training. You don't need anything at training. So it kind of depends on what you do in the other meals of the day. But if you're behind or you're underfed, it is better to consume some calories so you have energy so you can increase your workout performance. That will actually help you burn more calories, not only through the training, but also the recovery process of the training. And it'll help you maximize the other benefits you're looking for, which is stronger connective tissue, muscle strength, muscle shape or size. An under-fueled workout is definitely going to be an underutilized workout. You won't achieve all of the other things you want to achieve, and you'll actually lessen the benefit of the fat loss components by just being worn out, feeling like crap, and not really being able to do anything. If your goal is growth and strength, well then hell yes, you want to eat because you need to maximize performance. Performance is absolutely everything. That's what you're there for. So you have to perform maximally if you want to get the maximal strength and maximal growth, muscle growth out of it. So an intra-workout or a workout-related meal, absolutely important. It would be equally as important as breakfast. Then the final meal of the day. Why would that be important? Well, we want to have some protein coming in that final meal of the day, so that way our protein is digesting kind of slowly throughout most of the night, depending on how long you sleep, depending on what kind of protein sources you ate, and blah, 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 blah. But you want to have protein digesting into your bloodstream throughout as much of the night as you can. That helps with repairs, muscle growth, all the positive adaptations and changes that we need our body to make via protein. Then you can do carbs or fats. Typically, if you're in a caloric deficit, it's not going to matter too much, except for fats will help slow down the digestion of the protein and make them last longer, even longer throughout the night. So they are a better choice if you have to choose between the two. If you're in a caloric surplus, you're probably already fine with glycogen storage, so you don't really need to be ingesting carbohydrates. You're going to have good enough glycogen storage for optimal performance the next day by eating your regular meal since you're already in a surplus. So again, you'd be better to focus on fats, get that slower digestion of the protein into the system, bloodstream, and then the energy from the fats helps facilitate the process of all the workings of what we want the protein to do. So essentially, while you're sleeping 6 to 8 hours, that's 6 to 8 hours of possible repair and growth and positive adaptations. If you're not having that last meal of the day, then you're missing 6 to 8 hours of progress. Ugh. You're missing a third to a fourth of the day where you could be getting better. So which meal is more important? breakfast, workout related meal, or last meal of the day, you guessed it, they're all important. So if I was somebody looking to say, like, well, if I had to miss a meal, which would I miss? None of them. Don't purposely miss one. if you without a purpose miss one, you just accidentally miss one, or life's chaotic and you miss a meal, just pick up at the next meal and keep going. But don't plan to miss any of these. Don't intentionally miss one thinking it's not as important. They're all important. So we want to focus on all of this. How we can do that is what I say all the time, is eat about a third of your calories and protein in the first third of the day, second third of the calories and protein, the second third, final third of the calories and protein, the final third of the day. So every 4 to 6-ish hours of the day, have a third of your calories and protein. Easy peasy. A little bit more complex, the next step could be is making sure you have carbohydrates at busy times. Or if you know you have two meals kind of back to back, you want to have carbs at the first meal so they digest quickly and you're hungry enough to have that second meal. However, if you're not very busy, or you have longer times between meals, it would probably be better to focus more on fats. You don't have to do these exclusively. You can have a mixture of carbs and fats. You just push a higher percentage of one versus the other. And then protein, all damn day. All day, every day, day. Protein all the time. You want to have faster digesting protein around your workouts, which would be like, you know, whey protein powders, processed proteins like that. And then slower digesting protein sources away from your workouts. Even if you have a lean protein source, but you mix it with a fat, that's fine. So if you want to do chicken with, you know, some oil on it, that would be just as good as red meat, which would have the fats already in the meat. So you can play with it in regards to, like, food choices. But in general, for protein, you want faster digesting proteins around your workouts, slower digesting proteins away from your workouts. So that's it. So which meal is the most important meal of the day? All of them. Absolutely all of them. You don't get a break. Life is tough. You just have to eat when you're supposed to eat, regardless of what you want to do. But that's the idea, is they're all important, they're all beneficial, they're all helpful. So just try your best, you know, to get them all in as much as you can. Don't worry so much about the what of what you're eating. Make sure you hit your calories and your protein targets first, then try to clean up and pick, you know, more specific foods. But make sure you hit your numbers. Your numbers are more important than the what. You could be eating super healthy foods, but if you're not getting enough protein, you're not getting enough calories, it's not going to go well and you're not going to get what you want. So get your calories, get your protein, and clean it up over time. If you have any questions, if you need anything, reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.